Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
And this is driving me nuts.
Just add it to the list, right,
Tara?
Yeah,
the media absolutely capitalizing on the pain of a mom. Tyree Banks' mom, Tyree Nichols, mom. I cannot imagine the pain that she is going through. She's handled this in an absolutely classy way. If this was my son, I would want everything to burn down. And she said, no violence, or you're not representing us. Mm-hmm. Do not do that. And so that's been awesome that the way that she has handled this so stoically in public. I can't imagine seeing her child beaten to death on camera.
Yeah.
By officers who know darn well they're on camera. That's the crazy part.
Yeah.
And don't seem in any way moved by it. It's seriously weird. But the way that this is being covered is absolutely horrible. It truly is. Because it is being covered with the non-scientific assumption and, quite frankly, complete lie that this is a racial situation. It's not. It is not. And the way that the media creates that perception is that it is in almost every news report, including on Fox News, well, this only happens to black people. No, that's not true. The last full year that we have data for, the 2021 year in the FBI database that is published by the Washington Post, 21 unarmed individuals were killed by police nationwide. Almost all of them were resisting arrest, but they were unarmed. 21. If you watch the news coverage, you would assume, as does Whoopi Goldberg, they were all black, because this doesn't happen to white people. But there's a problem. 11 of them were white. And that's kind of astonishing if you think about it. Do you know their names?
No.
Do you see their videos?
Nope.
Do you know what cities this happened in?
I have no idea.
What state? Well, what police department? Were the officers fired or prosecuted, or did DOJ get involved? Did you see Sharpton? You didn't?
Nope.
There were more white people killed by police than black people. So the idea that this only happens to black people and we have to do something in America. We need legislation. We need to fix it because you're racist. Well, no. No. Now, we can have a debate, Lee, that society can, okay, 21 times in the last full year that data was. But by the way, you know why we don't have data? The FBI said they don't want their data misused, so they're not giving it to the Washington Post anymore.
Well.
You know why? Because that used to not too long ago, less than a decade ago, that would happen 50, 60 times a year. It's the police killing unarmed people. But due to awareness of it, prosecutions and all this kind of thing, it's gone way down. And that's a problem for the narrative. That's a big problem.
I find it very interesting, too, that the part of the narrative here from some of the folks I've heard commenting on this is that we need more accountability and more transparency. Well, accountability is there because all of the individuals involved, anybody who showed up has already either been fired, disciplined, and charges have been brought up. They've been arrested, booked, and then released on bond. And as far as transparency is concerned, we've got video evidence of the entire thing. I really am at a loss as to how there could be any more accountability or transparency.
And it's also being covered with the, what do we do as a society? This is a disaster. With, have you noticed something? Notice something about the news reports, including on Fox. It's getting worse. It's so bad. There's society. Well, okay, where are your stats? Give me some stats. There aren't any. Have you noticed this? It's just, look, this poor man was beaten to death horrifically by some cops. See, that's the proof. Okay, well, is incidences this going up or down? Does this happen to white people more, black people more? Anybody got any stats? Anybody got any information? Nope. We're going to do what we always do as a country, Lee. We go off half-cocked with no information whatsoever, and everybody drawing bizarre conclusions from the lack of information that we have. So, you know, what did the white moms say of the white men who were unarmed and killed by police? I don't know. They never were on video. We had two of them right here in Greenville. If anybody wants to go ask the mom what she thought. One of them shot in the back as he ran away by sheriff's deputies. He was white, so no one cared. And the other one, a young gentleman who, over a dime bag of pot, was shot in execution style in the back by a guy who spent a long time getting fired, trying to get fired, asking questions to that police department. Just two right here. What happened in the first case? Justice Department opened the case and then never bothered to complete. It's still open to this day. It was 8 years ago now. Well, why don't they care? He was white. That'd be a problem if it was to go national. You get shot this way or beaten this way as a white man in America? Nobody cares. Nobody cares because you become living proof that this is not a purely, this is not a racial phenomenon. It's not. Happens to more white people a year, or did while we were still able to get the stats from the FBI, than black people. That's a problem. That's why the FBI stopped turning them over to the Washington Post. There, now I just did a story. What happens to some black people, less black people than white people? Okay, is there race involved there? I don't know. We can look at the individual cases, try to figure it out. That's legitimate news. Here's another question. Why doesn't it count when it happens to a white guy? Why won't you show us his mother crying? Why don't you cover the funeral? Well, that'll ruin a narrative. See, what I resent the heck out of here is that this is being used to tear the country apart racially. It is being used by white liberal political elites to divide black people and white people. So they will divide their votes between the parties and they will not vote in their economic interest. So that the same elites that are robbing us blind, making us poor, black and white, when they run that printing press, you get the eggs cost just as much for me as they do for you. And if we were to vote together, Lee, in our economic interest for freedom and prosperity, that would be a problem for them. They couldn't rob us blind. The mansions would stop going up in Virginia and around D.C. like mushrooms. So they need a good lie. They need a good lie they can spin. They need people voting in blind rage. And this is how they do it. So I don't have any problem with seeing Tyre Nichols' mom crying on TV. This was horrific. This is an absolute lewd historical event. Just the brutality of it. But I'm sick and tired of not seeing the white faces that were killed unarmed. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of the lie. I'm sick and tired. Watch these stories. Watch them. You'll start to notice this. Tyre Nichols, race in America. What can we do? There's not a single mathematical stat in the whole story. Not one. Just a lazy blanket assumption. Must have been because of race. How do you know? Well, if you're questioning it, racist, well, no, how do you know? How do you know? Is it getting worse, getting better? We don't want to talk about that. Can't keep the country divided. Got to make them poor. This is about economics, Lee. This is about dividing people fakely. Why do we fall for this? This is, you know what this is about? You know what this is about? This is about making sure we never have a year like 2019 again, where black households had the largest ever wage increase ever recorded under Donald Trump. And not only did they have a larger wage increase than ever recorded for black families, they had a larger average wage increase than white families.
Yep.
Dear God, that money could have gone to some banker on Wall Street who donated to Hillary. We can't have that. Let's whip up the racial hatred. Can't have those black families moving into middle class. That'd be a mess. Can't have those wages going up. That's bad for earnings. Let's write another check to Joe Biden. I'm telling you, folks, that's how they're using you. And it is in itself racist. Stop the hatred. Stop the lying. Turn the TV off.
Terrorists want it. Hear the Terror Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.